So as you know, this is the public business meeting of the Judicial Council. We have been in session. It's June 25th, 2015. This is the first of a two-day meeting. We'll adjourn later today at approximately 4:10 p.m. We'll reconvene tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our regular council reports, our updates, public comment, our consent agenda, and the remainder of our discussion agenda contained within your binders. But before we begin our agenda today, what I'd like to do is acknowledge that Governor Brown signed the 15-16 state budget. Following budget negotiations and agreements and discussions and meetings with Senate President pro tempore Kevin De Leon and Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins. And I'm proud to say that the council, so many branch leaders, and other organizations in support of the branch were able to actively contribute to those ongoing negotiations and to the evolution of the judicial branch budget portion of this enacted state budget. It was a balanced, on-time budget. It addressed many state diverse needs and concerns. I'm going to call your attention to the second line of the governor's budget introduction. It reads, quote, "In addition, it," meaning the budget, "increases spending on education, health care, in-home support services, workforce development, drought assistance, and the judiciary," end quote. Those words, the increased spending on the judiciary, are words that we've advocated for, we've been heard, we've waited for, we're grateful to hear. And I'm glad that our efforts on innovation, transparency, collaboration have been successful. After many troubling years of cuts that we've all experienced and endured during the global fiscal crisis, we've now had 3 years of new investment in California's court system. Many around this council table and listening on reading online today have tirelessly advocated for new investment in the judicial branch of California. We always say that we are grateful we are moving in the right direction. And I applaud all of you for your efforts. It was a local community effort. It was at the county level, the district, and state level. Many of you listened to, responded, and educated, shared information, answered questions that came up about our budget, about our operations, about our history, about our management, and you were responsive and gave full data, full research, full answers in order that we were able to move the budget forward. I'm also proud of the unity of purpose and the resilience that our courts have demonstrated in recent years and their ability to continue to deliver equal access to justice for all Californians. I like to think that in the last several years as a branch, we've become even more responsive to concerns and thinking more about long-term solutions. We've pushed to become more efficient in our own administration of justice, and we will continue to do so. This current budget cycle began for us last year with some two-year solutions to some budget issues, and it continued with new investment in the proposed budget in January and in the revised budget in May. And that new investment remained during the final budget negotiations and conferences and became critical parts of the final state budget signed by the governor yesterday. So again, thank you for all your support, all we serve, and continue to do so. I know Martin will provide at tomorrow's meeting more information and context on the budget as part of his report to us. We can also ask him specific questions. But I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome new council members. All of us have been there in that audience waiting to take a seat. So I'm very happy to introduce our new batch. Just as there is a state budget cycle, there is also a crucial judicial council membership cycle. So our volunteer members, as you know, are the lifeblood for our council. This regular cycle brings new voices to the council, fresh perspectives and ideas, diverse representation from the branch, diverse representation and experience. I think it enriches our research and our fact-finding and recommendations in our discussions. It also preserves institutional knowledge and subject matter expertise and our valuable experiences when necessary. So a warm welcome to our incoming new Judicial Council members who are joining us today for an orientation. They'll join us as observers. They'll start up with their official duties in September. I'm going to call their names out, and I would like them to stand up so that you can recognize them, acknowledge them, and so you will know who will be your seat partner in the next 3 years or 1 year. All seven are experienced and dedicated public servants with day jobs very similar to yours. They volunteered their expertise and time to improve the statewide administration of justice. I want to thank and welcome first Mr. Jake Chatters, Court Executive Officer, Superior Court of Placer County. Thank you, Jake. Judge Samuel Feng, Superior Court of San Francisco County. Ms. Kimberly Flainer, Court Executive Officer, Superior Court of Butte County. Presiding Justice Jim Humes, Court of Appeal, First Appellate District, Division 1. Mr. Patrick Kelly, State Bar of California appointee. Judge Delilah Lyons, Superior Court of Los Angeles County. Judge Eric Taylor, President-elect of the California Judges Association and a judge on the Superior Court of Los Angeles County. What? And it's his birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All of our new members join a body, the Judicial Council. As you know, it was created in 1926 by a majority vote of the people of California by initiative. And, quote, one of its roles is to regulate court practice and procedure and exercise functions provided by law. The constitutional amendment the voters approved was designed to, quote, aid greatly in simplifying and improving the administration of justice. And since 1926, the council's roles and responsibilities, as all of you know, have evolved and reflected changes in our diverse state and our society and the challenges the state faces as a whole, and it will continue to do so in the future.